Welcome to Talkin' Music. I'm Allie Lightfoot. The Grand Junction band Zoloft has been playing together for almost 10 years now. I spoke with the band's percussionist, Greg Indiviro, about the Grand Junction music scene, doing the Colorado festival circuit, and keeping things creative at his day job. But first, here's Zoloft with their song, Fool for Love.
Close to me, telling me you'll always be in love. Na 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 na. Now you're grown apart from me, telling me we'll always be friends. Na 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 na.
I'm speaking with Greg Indiviro, who is the percussionist for the band Zoloft. Thanks for taking some time to hang out with me today.
Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
So you play a bunch of things that make noise.
Yes.
That are of the drum family to some extent. How did you get started playing all those things and playing music?
Boy, I would like to say I got started in the womb. My dad's a drummer and is a career drummer, and he grew up playing. I think he started right around when he was 10 or 11. He was influenced by Ringo Starr and the Beatles once Beatlemania took over the country. So I've been banging on things rhythmically for at least 25 years. When I moved to Colorado about 10 years ago, I got involved in the music scene by just trying to make some new friends and to connect with some good people. And that's when I really took my musical playing to a more public exposure rather than just kind of privately as a hobby. So I guess you could say I've been playing well for 10 years, but I've been banging on stuff for a long time.
Was your dad happy that you pursued music too?
I think there's definitely a part of him that is happy. You know, every time we go out on a tour or record a new song or write a new song, he's usually one of the first ones I'd kind of hit up and I'm like, hey, look at what we're doing. Because he still does live in Philadelphia, and so it's one way that we can still connect with each other and just kind of keep our conversation about music ongoing.
So you were with Zoloft from the beginning, right? And it was established in 2009, almost 10 years ago?
Almost 10 years ago. It's crazy that we're not touring Europe yet. But, yes, that's correct. I've been with them almost from the beginning. There was about three shows that I wasn't a part of. So the two guitar players, Zach and Cam, they kind of found me through an open mic. That's when I met Zach. And kind of just blossomed from there in a way. But yeah, I've been with Zoloft proper since just about the beginning.
How different is the band, I guess, from how you envisioned it? Because I think bands, like any creative project, kind of take on a life of their own and show you what they're going to do and sort of what their story is without you completely controlling it.
Yeah,
so
definitely. I guess the thing that surprised me the most was everybody's dedication to the project. There's so many bands that start up in so many different garages because people just want to have fun playing the instruments and they have fun covering their favorite band songs or stuff like that. But the thing that is the most consistently surprising thing to me as a player in the band is, yeah, just all of my bandmates' dedication. We were consistently trying to improve. We listen to recordings, kind of like a football player would watch a tape. So we kind of review our shows and see what works and what didn't work and kind of talk about why and what we should do next time, how we should switch it up maybe. Because that's the one thing, is the other really cool, surprising part about our band is, I mean, we have almost as much fun as in the garage practicing as we do on stage. And the reason for that is because we're never playing the same show. So we're always looking how to innovate and how to bring something new to the next show. And so that could be learning a new cover, but then putting our style twist to it. Or that could just be writing a new song. And for example, just last week we wrote a song on a Friday, and we were able to play it less than a week later on a Thursday in Denver just to kind of try it out and see what the response would be. So, yeah, that would be the most surprising thing, is just everybody's utmost dedication over these last 9 years.
And I think it's paid off just in terms of, well, I mean, you're one of the only bands that I hear about. Granted, we're not that far away from Grand Junction, but you're one of the Grand Junction bands that's getting to tour and getting to play a bunch of festivals in the state. And you've sort of maybe in some ways, there's a scene around what you're doing, which is a pretty big deal when you not only have a band, but you have a music scene that sort of starts around that. What do you think, Grant? How does Grand Junction influence you guys as musicians, and how do you feel you've influenced it?
I think Grand Junction has influenced us by just creating space for us. We're not packed in the middle of a city. We're not in LA. We're not in Denver or Chicago, all of which those are places we love visiting and playing. But I think musicians who live there just have a constant pressure to survive. And I think that could really paralyze the writing process if you can't dedicate your creative efforts towards it, if you're, you know, worried about paying rent or what you're going to eat tomorrow. The city life is just really tough for musicians. And so I think Grand Junction has afforded us the space to relax and just create fun, good music. So that's what Grand Junction has done for us. What we've done for Junction You know, as we get to tour, we meet so many different bands across the country, and a lot of those bands end up being really great people as well. And so we stay in touch with them throughout the months or even years now. And so what we've done for Grand Junction, in a way, is we have brought a lot of that music back here because those bands want to connect with us in our home turf. So they'll, if they're on tour, you know, if their route takes them through Colorado, we're one of the first people that they contact to see if we can do a show together. And the great thing about it is, even if we can't do a show together, we'll still support them, give them a house to stay, and then promote the show with them and for them to get our music scene community out there. And so that just brings a constant influx of new music and a taste of the country, in a way, through the vibrations.
Just the American way, but you always focus on that money. You never focus on the problem, but more money, more problems. How we gonna make more money till we solve them? Yeah, there ain't no stopping them now. They already got their machine and it's running at full damn speed. In the greed and the greed came from religion. And everybody needs to make the wrong damn decision. But they're blinded. So by the light, decision by the light. Fucking blind. And religion came to fear, and the fear came to war. Everybody fighting what they don't know. They're fighting, what you're fighting for. Stop fighting that motherfucking war. The war came with power, and more power came with money. More money, more problems, man. Isn't it funny how we never really learn?
That was Earth to America from the band Zoloft. I spoke with percussionist Greg Indiviro earlier this week.
So you guys all probably have day jobs of some kind or another. I'm meeting you here at your day job, which is at Roasted Coffee. I know Zach works at Palisade Brewing. And I saw the most hilarious rap video that you guys did for Roasted. And I think it made me think about how creative people, a lot of them have to have day jobs, but they can't help but be creative in their day job too. Like, you know, there's not very many coffee shops out there that have such a creative promotional video. Can you tell me how you incorporate creativity into, you know, the rest of your life? And can you talk about that video? Whose idea was it? And, you know, how'd that come about?
Yeah, so it's kind of a funny story. It was a couple years ago, and we were looking into ideas on advertising. However, because we're not the traditional coffee shop, we didn't want to go a traditional route. You know, we didn't want to spend a bunch of money on a newspaper ad. We didn't want to spend a bunch of money on a television spot that would have been super lame and only 15 seconds long. Actually, it was my partner in crime, Alex Mackey, who I opened this project up with in 2009. It was kind of his idea. He just threw out there, he's like, hey, you have a lot of musical connections. Let's find a studio and write a rap song. And I was sold from the second it came out of his mouth. I was like, absolutely, yes, let's do that. And so really it just kind of, you know, with being creative, one of the hardest things about being creative is to not be afraid of what you create and have it, not being afraid of the judgment passed on it. If you can free yourself from the kind of public opinion that it might generate and not worry about what other people think about your creation, then you're going to be a lot more creative. And so when we were shooting the video and writing it, we were just like, you know, I don't even know how it really happened, honestly. It's the right place at the right time.
It looked like you guys had a really great time, and also that you don't take yourself all that seriously.
I mean, we work hard to play hard because we love playing. We love providing space for people to gather. Actually, one of the founding ideas of Roasted was that Alex and myself are such natural entertainers that we just wanted a space to entertain people all day. And so if, you know, if that's me telling a one-liner at the register to make the person laugh, you know, they're going to feel a lot better handing over those $5 with a smile than if they just went to some corporate place that really doesn't care too much about you or how your day's going or, you know, what's going on in your life. And not that we can get into everybody's lives, but we definitely have a much stronger connection to our patrons than a corporate business.
There's so many music festivals that are starting in Colorado, and ones that have been around for a long time too, but it looks like you guys are doing some of those festivals and on the Colorado festival circuit. I saw that you're playing in one that's called Spread the Word. And then there's a huge one that's on the Front Range called the Grand Doozy. And I saw that they had a bunch of local Colorado bands that were playing with, you know, in the same festival with Kendrick Lamar and Florence and the Machine. Why do you think Colorado's turning into such a scene for that kind of thing? And what do you like about events like that? What are they like, really, for a band that's not headlining necessarily, but exposed to all the same things as the people who are?
Yeah, I think part of the reason Colorado is becoming a major player on the festival music scene is, first and foremost, our geographical location is amazing. All you have to do is walk out your door and open your eyes, and it is beautiful from the first moment. So having the stage be in a place like that, having all these festivals around here, kind of piggybacks on that natural beauty already. And so I think that's a big reason. And then also just the influx of people moving to Colorado. This seems to be a popular state to come to in the last couple of years. And so I think just having more population creates more opportunity for more festivals to succeed. You know, if Colorado was trying to do the festival scene 30 years ago, they wouldn't all be successful because, you know, the same people wouldn't be going to every single one. So I think that's a big reason. What it does for an artist, you know, like us, that's maybe not necessarily headlining it, it gives us access and connections to all the bigger name players that, you know, we're trying to connect with. And that has really helped us in a number of ways. One in particular, I can shout out Breckenridge Brewery. We've played their Hootenanny, which is just their basically annual kind of birthday party for the brewery. And it's been Denver in the last couple of years. And so we've gotten to play actually three of them over the years. And they put us on the main stage last year, and that was great. And then what that kind of did for us was really kind of showed us that what we're doing, people are noticing. It, you know, we have the same artist access rights as, you know, the headliners that are there, and we get to brush elbows with Sam Bush, or, you know, we played a show with the Dirty Heads before, and just all these huge names that when you meet them backstage, it's kind of funny because part of you is like, oh my gosh, should I even be here? But then the other part is, well, they're just people too. And so, you know, and the fact that they're there, they expect that you're there for a reason. So they don't even think twice about, you know, giving you their time, because they're there to connect with musicians as well. And so it was really cool to, you know, hand one of our CDs to my favorite saxophone player in the world, which is Jeff Coffin. But, you know, when a moment like that happens, then nothing else really kind of matters, and it's just like, all right, this is cool, like actually connecting with the people that are playing the same game, just maybe a little bit longer, have a little bit of different techniques and connections. And so yeah, it's just beneficial. And then also the more that we're being taken noticed, kind of the more financially beneficial it is for us in all sorts of different ways. But it is very promising and encouraging to have these experiences and to be part of these festivals, and not even to be part of them, but to be asked to be part of them. Not, there's so many festivals that, you know, we would love to play, and we would have to reach out and do all these kind of back connections to see if we could even get someone to give us the time of day. However, these festivals here in Colorado, we're being approached, and it's just very encouraging.
And if you're just joining me, I've been speaking with Greg Indivero, who is the percussionist for the band Zoloft. They're going to be playing at Intrinsic Friday night. That's April 6th. And they're going to be starting at 7 p.m. And you're going to be playing with Tim and Richard.
If you don't know them, definitely make a point to go to one of their shows. They're great. Tim and Richard are making a name for themselves. And Tim's just on an acoustic guitar. Maybe I shouldn't say just on, but he is on an acoustic guitar. A couple different pedal effects, some vocal effects, and Richard has a whole percussion set up as well. So he's playing rhythm for Tim, and they play through a MacBook as well, and so Richard can initiate a bunch of really cool effects and stuff, like, right into their, integrate it into their live set. And they're just so much fun to watch, and they're so positive. Those are the two of the most positive people I know here in Grand Junction, and really throughout my life. So really, really good people. We like to kind of do these out-of-town shows with them, because not only, you know, Grand Junction just doesn't have Zoloft to offer. Grand Junction has a lot to offer, and so it's fun to bring other artists kind of out into, not that Montrose is necessarily super far from Grand Junction, but it's still out of our bubble. And it's just fun, and then it creates just a really dynamic, fun night that we're just all looking forward to. And when the artist is looking forward to a night, I mean, it just is going to roll over into a fun performance.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I appreciate the time.
We'll go out with the song Give Me Love that Zoloft recorded for the Western Slope Suicide Prevention Foundation. The band works closely with area nonprofits to help raise money and awareness for global and local issues. Last year, they shaved their heads as a band to raise money for St. Baldrick's. I'm Allie Lightfoot. Thank you for tuning in to Talkin' Music on KVNF.
Free from birth, give me hope. Help me cope with this heavy load. Trying to touch and reach you with heart and soul. Oh, oh my Lord. Won't you please, oh, won't you give me life, give me life, give me a peace on earth, give me life, keep me free from birth, give me hope, help me cope with this heavy load, I'm trying to, try to breathe to me. Trying to reach.